This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to see an honest press. But I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know. But they don't believe you.
All right. So how about that? Donald Trump addressing the press at a press conference at the White House. Pretty much the daily briefing is where he jumped in, and that's where we jump in. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot of reaction to this, in many ways positive, and in many ways, it's just the typical thing. People reacting negatively or positively. It's just like we have an earthquake where we've split ourselves in four pieces in the United States. So Trump railed against the media. He said, you know, I'm not ranting. I'm having this conversation with you. I'm not ranting. But it was combative because, you know, I think everybody was stunned, frankly. And this was, you know, this meeting with the White House correspondents about a cabinet pick turned into the back and forth over the press, a lot of it. So he says the media is trying to attack our administration because they know we're following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. At another point, he said, I'm not ranting and raving. I'm telling the truth. The last couple of days have been brutal for the White House because they've been just being pummeled with an onslaught of news stories that are saying it's chaotic and chaos and it's engulfing this administration, stories that led to the resignation of the National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, Labor Secretary nominee Andy Pudzder, who had, you know, withdrew. And so they say there's in-house fighting with the top aides and what are the ties to Russia. So Trump was expected to face a lot of questions from reporters who've been frustrated, they say, by their lack of clear answers and access to the president. So what you had was you had, you know, different people saying different media portraying this differently. Trump called the New York Times front page story Wednesday a joke and a Wall Street Journal story almost as disgraceful as the failing New York Times. He went on to say Russia's fake news. Russia, this is fake news put out by the media. So he's got a love-hate relationship with the press, of course. And he says he criticized CNN's coverage and made jokes about ensuring that CNN's White House correspondent Jim Acosta, who shares the same last name as the new Labor Secretary nominee, were not related. So, you know, it was interesting. It was fascinating to watch it. No question about it. All right, let's take a couple. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Jack Down Under. Jack Alexander. Jack, how are you?
I'm getting better, thanks, Katie.
Yay!
As you know, in November, I hit a kangaroo on my motorcycle doing about 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
And it threw me off. So, yeah. When the tow truck driver, when I went beyond pay the tow truck bill, when he says to you, how did you survive? You can imagine how damaged the bike was.
Ugh. Very damaged.
The tragic thing is that I have hit three more kangaroos in my 4x4 since then.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Either I'm attracting them or some lemming genes have crossed in them. But I have called to collect a bet, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been about 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago.
Just on 2 years, a certain Donald John Trump announced that he was running for president. And on that day, the day that he announced, I bet you on air that he would not only win the nomination, but he would go on to be president.
Well, good for you. That's good then, I guess. I don't even remember, but I'm going to say okay.
It's been so refreshing. Mind you, I will apologize to Americans on behalf of most freedom-loving Australians. Thanks to the injunction on the immigration court case, the United States managed to take receipt of 1,200 Middle Eastern-type gentlemen who were deemed by Australian security officials to be too dangerous to let into Australia because of their potential risk to terrorists. Mr. Obama had agreed to take them prior to him leaving office. Then Mr. Trump stopped that. Then the court injunction came in. They were immediately hustled, 1,200 of them, onto a plane or onto a couple of planes and delivered to the United States. So I would like to apologize on behalf of that.
Well, thank you for that.
You and I are going to be neighbors, my dear.
Why are you moving to the United States?
Yes. We've finally got our legal stuff sorted out. So in about 12 weeks' time, I am back stateside, and we are house shopping at the moment in Texas.
Where are you going to live in Texas?
Palestine.
That's awesome. I love it.
That's about 100 miles from where the satellite studio is, my dear.
I love it. That's great, because for people who have been following the saga of Jack, and we'll just tell them, people new to the show, Jack has been trying for how long to get to the United States with your family legally?
About 15 years.
Oh, that's crazy. Yay, congratulations.
May, beginning of May, I should be landing stateside, and I will be actually fighting for citizenship.
Wow.
I've got an immigration lawyer who believes that because of my mother's U.S. citizenship at birth and the extenuating circumstances about that, that it should be passed down to me, so... we're going to fight that in the courts there in Arizona and then head on there to Palestine and plant roots. Although I understand the mosquitoes are a bit of a problem there in Texas.
Right, but that's easy to deal with. Yeah, there's all kinds of remedies for that, Jack. That's great. So, wow, welcome. That's awesome that you are finally coming to the United States. Woohoo! Some applause for that. Jack, thanks for the call. And we're glad you are right, by the way. As Jack was telling us, kangaroo collided with his motorcycle. It's common in Australia. You see a lot of kangaroos and that kind of stuff can happen, certainly. But many of us have followed what's happened with him as he's tried for a very long time, as he just said there, to come to the United States. All right, we're going to take some more phone calls and let you hear what President Trump had to say about Russia and all the controversy over that coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And we've talked about this before, concussions and how damaging they are for people who play sports at any level. In our virtual green room right now, Colleen Fagan certainly knows all about that, repeated concussions and dealing with that while she was playing hockey. In fact, I want to say it was a very short amount of time that she suffered a bunch in a row. And what does that do to you ultimately as you try to bounce back, and how do you get that relief? So, Colleen, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us about how many concussions, and as I said, you played hockey, so that had to be pretty rough, obviously, if you got a handful of concussions.
Right. So I started playing hockey when I was really little, and my first documented concussion was when I was 13 years old. And in the following about 4 years or so, I got three additional concussions. So I had four total documented concussions. But when it's all said and done, a bunch of concussions don't actually get diagnosed because either I didn't report the symptoms or they were repeat concussions before one was actually diagnosed.
Wow. And so that had to be frustrating and not even really understanding what was going on, huh?
Right. I mean, some of the symptoms I honestly didn't really attribute to my concussions, like memory loss. I thought, oh, well, like, I just don't even remember that conversation. Maybe it's just because I'm stressed. But years later, we figured out that all of my symptoms, the headaches, the nausea, the memory loss, the speech problems were all because of my concussions.
Wow. So you, as you were trying to figure out what this was, it was like, what, almost 2 years of going to different doctors, different hospitals, different treatments, different surgeries. Take us through that process.
Right. So with my last concussion, I was diagnosed in February of 2014, and I went to probably about 24 different doctors. I live in the Boston area, so I saw the best doctors in Boston, but they just really couldn't pinpoint why I wasn't getting better. So after seeing all of the different doctors in Boston, I actually went to North Carolina to get a procedure done to decrease the pressure in my brain.
Mm.
Got that done in May of 2015, and then I went through the same procedure again in July. And after that second procedure, things just got so much worse. I couldn't get out of bed for more than 4 hours a day. I couldn't carry on conversations. My life completely changed with that second procedure. And then finally, I found Cerebrum Health Centers in Dallas, Texas. And those were, when I went to Texas, the doctors there really started to listen to me. And they're like, oh, no, like all of those symptoms we can attribute to your concussions. And this isn't hopeless. You are not hopeless. There is a way to treat you so that you can get back to living your life.
Well, so you went to Cerebrum Health Centers, and what did they do? As you said, they really listened to you. What kind of treatment did they offer? What happened that changed your world?
So they really looked at each of my different symptoms. So my dizziness, my food allergies, my drowsiness. And then they started to put together an individualized treatment plan for me. So they treated me metabolically. So they helped me to change my diet and gave me supplements to help me, to help my metabolism and to help my energy levels. And then they also took it to the physical level as well. They started having me do eye exercises, and they use this really cool chair called the Ovard, and it's sort of like a space chair where they put you in it and they spin you around, and that helps to equal out your equilibrium. And so that beforehand I was falling over when I would walk around a corner. Afterwards, I could stand up straight with my eyes closed and not fall over.
Wow, so you went from not being able to sit up at one point for more than 4 hours a day. You had to, we should tell everyone too, you actually, it was so bad, you had to withdraw from college. You basically were secluded because you couldn't, you were having trouble walking and focusing and all of that. How did you hear about the Texas connection? How did you find out about Cerebrum?
Right, so a lot of, with my whole recovery, I actually lost friends and I lost some of my support system because they didn't believe what I was going through. They didn't think that I could really have these horrible symptoms that lasted for years. And I finally heard about Cerebrum after talking to one of my former hockey teammates. And she's like, you really need to check out this facility. I had a teammate that went here. It worked for her. Why not try it? And so I did a whole bunch of research online and then gave them a call and spoke to them. And at first, my parents and I were like, well, do we really want to go all that way from Boston to Texas for treatment? That might not even work. But we took that leap of hope, that leap of faith, and we went down there, and my mom started to see improvements on the first day.
Wow. So it was good that you made that trip then, obviously. How about that?
Absolutely. I know. So it wasn't like a one-time fix is all. I kept having to work at it, and I actually went back again in February. And by going back this past February, so a year ago, I ended up making so much more progress to the point where I was able to start working out again. And I competed in an Ironman sprint over the summer. And that was remarkable because I hadn't even been able to, like, go for a walk down the block.
Wow. So what would you tell people who have concussions and are going through kind of the same thing and people aren't really believing them or they're just not finding the right treatment?
The one thing I would say to people is that there is hope and you're not alone. So many times I felt like I was the only one going through this, and by fighting for myself and advocating for myself, I was able to find Cerebrum. I was able to get treatment, and I was able to reclaim my life. And now I literally can do anything I want to do, whereas 2 years ago, I thought that I was going to have to live in my parents' house for the rest of my life and not amount to anything, really.
Wow. And then and look at the big turnaround. So now you also teach and help youth programs as far as hockey is concerned because you love it. So coaching hockey, what do you tell the kids that you coach about concussions and how to protect themselves?
So I will work with all of these different youth programs, and we really just tell the kids, you have to be true to who you are. It's better to admit that you have a concussion, get the treatment, and go back to your sport, or else if you don't identify that you have a concussion, you might be out for longer, if not for life. And so the kids that I work with, we really try and teach them the signs and the symptoms of concussions, because you can really get a concussion in anything. It can be at school, it can be at home, at the rink, on the soccer field. And so by knowing those signs and symptoms, you're able to identify it, get it diagnosed, treat it, and get back on the field.
Wow, what an incredible story. You know, in listening to you, and as I said, you couldn't finish college. Now, you finished your degree, correct?
I did, and I actually I had to sort of change my learning style because my brain wouldn't process things in the classroom. So I really had to teach myself everything by going to college online.
But it worked.
It worked, and I graduated, and now I have a full-time job that I absolutely love, and I feel as if I can do anything I want to do now.
I love that. So your parents must be ecstatic over what happened now on the other side.
They are. I mean, they definitely had their doubts during my recovery. And then once they heard what Cerebrum had to say, and that all of these symptoms, like my allergy to gluten and my mood swings and my personality changes, once they heard that that was all because of my concussions, they were like, wow, like we need to get out there and talk to other parents and make sure that other families aren't going through what we go through.
Wow, incredible story. Colleen Fagan, we wish you the best, and so glad that you found Cerebrum and got those answers. What's that chair called again? I want to sit in that chair.
It's called the OVARD.
The OVARD.
If you're ever in Dallas, definitely call up Cerebrum and see if you can get a tour of the facility.
Yeah, I want to go videotape that, getting that OVARD. Colleen, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Wow, that chair does sound pretty cool. It's amazing how it comes back to food again. Notice how Colleen was talking about that, the allergies and things that she'd write out what the allergies were, finally, gluten and dairy and peanuts and eggs and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. All that happened because of the concussions that started to appear because of the concussions. And isn't it interesting? And the whole idea, rewire that left brain, try to rewire the left brain. It also goes to the fact that you do, as she said it, you have to be your own advocate. And so with all that, what she went through, imagine those surgeries, etc., and not giving up, just advocating, talking, figuring it out, and then getting connected to the right place, which was Cerebrum. Wow. Again, amazing story. All right. Hang with us. On the flip side, we'll be back with much more.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
One of my favorite things that we do on this show, I say it all the time, but it's worth saying it once again here on America Tonight. You are all fabulous. I'm getting so much mail from New Orleans, getting so much mail from some of our new affiliates, Portland and in and around the area as well, and also from our friends in Sarasota, Florida. It's incredible, the outreach in New Jersey. Lots of people there in Illinois, people listening to us in New Hampshire, people listening to us, gosh, all over the place, people listening in the great state of Texas. And truly, I appreciate all of your emails, even if you don't necessarily hear it on the air or then you hear it a couple days later. I'm looking at them, and I try to respond to the emails, too, of course, as well. Personally, I try to respond to them, but the avalanche we get is incredible. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Hal. Hal says, Kate, I got to tell you, I really enjoy the show. I'm not trying to, as it were, suck up to you, just to tell you that I like the fact that you invite everyone to the party. So shame on anybody who would label themselves as a liberal or a Democrat or undecided, as you say, and they don't join the conversation. If they want to have a conversation, they should call your show because you are trying to have it. And I think you're right. The missing element is, and I'm a Republican, is that people are not having those conversations and agreeing to disagree or trying to figure out if there's common ground, because I have to believe that there are areas where there are moments where we can meet in a common space, don't you think? I do think. That's what I say. I say everything doesn't have to be a war. It'd be like being in a marriage. It's like a relationship with your children. It's like a relationship with your friends. If everything is a war, if you are constantly struggling, fighting for air, there's like never any meeting in the middle or the decision to just disagree, but it's cool, we still like each other. Oh, my gosh. the stress level through the roof. Ridiculous. And I get when we had the changing the guard and people being furious and upset, and we certainly see that with the situation with our health care and whatnot, but I think it's time to exhale and say, yeah, we can be on different sides of this, but we can still get along. I think that's the biggest difference in what we've seen over not, you know, more than a decade. It's like sports. I'm on this team and you're on that team. However, and some people actually don't like this, but if you watch sports for a long enough time, you see that what happens is, even in big games, whether it's a Super Bowl, whether it's the NBA championship, whether it's a long series, it has to be really bad blood for the players not to give each other a quick, you know, handshake afterwards. You see that, and that's just called good sportsmanship. So if they can have good sportsmanship in sports, can't you have that in our lives, like with politics? Or am I just totally wrong about that? I realize some people, no way. They're raw, they're under your skin, and you're just not going there. But I agree with Hal. It's very sad and strange where we find ourselves. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake. Kate, broke my heart listening to you talk about that doctor for Team USA, the gymnastics girls. So young and so much pressure already just to perform to get to where they are. Their lives are taken over by the sport. Then they become Olympian and they have to actually worry about or debate in their minds what's going on with this creepy doctor. I hope they lock him up and throw away the key. Yeah, I'm right there with you. It is. It's sickening. What a stain on the sport, first of all. And here's what I don't understand. So if the girls are getting treatment and you're supposed to have faith in the doctor, okay, I get that. But they're young girls. Wouldn't you just, for safety reasons, so there would be no questions anyway, have somebody else in the room? I mean, wouldn't there be somebody that would be observing what's going on? It's appalling. There's not even any words that I can use to correctly describe what happened, but the amount of trust that you have to have in that process and the kind of nonsense you have to deal with when you're in that sport and they're so young, I think it's yeah, it's despicable. He put himself in that situation, obviously, for a reason. And these are allegations, but I think they've got so much evidence. I think they're just going to nail him. I cannot imagine that he's not going to get a serious prison sentence. It just doesn't, if you look at everything that's there, there's just no way that won't happen. If justice prevails, that certainly will happen. All right, speaking of that, we got this one from a guy in New Hampshire. This one is from Bill. He says, yo, Kate, did you see the Hernandez trial thing that Bill Belichick is a potential witness in Aaron Hernandez's double murder trial that's finally happening? Can you imagine the publicity for that? Well, there's already so much publicity for it anyway. So if Belichick has to go and testify, I mean, what's he going to say? A Massachusetts jury found him guilty of first-degree murder a couple of years ago. So now, as a result of that verdict, he got a life sentence without the possibility of parole. He's standing trial for the shooting of, you know, two others, for the shooting of Daniel DeBreo and Safira Fortada back in 2012. They say that he and a friend followed the men after DeBreo spilled a drink on him at a nightclub, and then Hernandez shot them while they were in their car. What a crazy story. I mean, that is, but this is old news, the details of what happened. So now the defense attorneys list Belichick, they list an offensive coordinator and a couple of other people as potential witnesses because, of course, Belichick coached Hernandez while he played in New England and then, you know, teammates and all that other sort of stuff. But I don't know. To me, what a character witness of how you played football, that's still doesn't answer that question, which already they found him guilty of the first degree murders in the death of the one guy, Odin Lloyd, who was his friend. So maybe he does, but I don't know that it's going to be like I said. There's already an avalanche of publicity anyway, but it's awful. I mean, obviously, lost his mind, lost his temper, freaked out about that. That's all you can say. All right, we move on to another one, and this one is from Jules, who says, Kate, I live in Texas, too. I heard you talk about 80 degrees. It is pretty cool. I was pumped that I could actually throw shorts on and flip-flops and see a preview of summer coming. I don't know. It's some people complain about the weather switching from cold to warm. I never complain when we get a warm day. It's always a good deal for me. I agree. I mean, listen, I have a dog named Mahalo. He's this awesome golden retriever. All of you, if you met him, you would all, even if you're not a dog person, you would love this dog. He's like a person. He's like a cool person that you want to hang out with. So when it's warm and I can get myself out there and I can walk a bunch of miles, man, I'm all for it. It's good for the health, but it's good to do that, just to spend time with the dog and, you know, take that stroll. But when it's freezing cold, it's not quite as easy. Or wind. It seems like wind is what I have to deal with. And when I have, you know, massive wind, like I'm in a wind tunnel blowing me back, the feeling of, geez, I really want to go and walk is not so much there for me. I think some of you can relate to that. Although, while I say that, it's nothing like living in Minnesota or some other places that get avalanches of snow. And even though it's been warmer in Chicago, when you get a ton of snow, I mean, what do you know, you're digging it out. There's your exercise. You're freezing. You're not doing much more than that. So let's move to another one. This one is from, this is the craziest story, so I'm going to go to this. This one is from Dan, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about this before. You even had a psychologist on to talk about how gaming can be really dangerous when people get obsessed and they don't take breaks and then what can happen to them. And I saw a very strange story on it about this gamer who died into a marathon kind of live streaming thing that he was doing. I don't know if you caught that or not. Yeah, the psychologist we have on sometimes is Frieda Birnbaum, and she has talked about that, different forms of social media or gaming, electronics, when you're just crazed with that. So here's the deal. This is this 35-year-old guy, Brian Vinault, who's a gamer. He was known to spend, they say, several days in a week live streaming himself playing the game World of Tanks for 20 plus straight hours. And this is a guy, he lived in Virginia Beach. He's the father of three kids. He got up to smoke a cigarette 22 hours into his live stream. They said it was like in the morning of, you know, whatever, 4:30 in the morning, and he never came back. So this is live streaming. So people thought he fell asleep. A friend sent a message the next day. Then there was a note from a police detective investigating his death. He was exhausted. He was streaming on this gaming platform to raise money for Make-A-Wish, which is a good thing. And he'd been, you know, doing these marathons, a bunch of them. So they haven't determined the cause of death, but the speculation centers on sleep deprivation and heart complications. And how awful is that? It's, wow, I mean, just so sad. But he was known for chain smoking and drinking when he was not live streaming. So he was exhausted, and physically he was doing those other things that couldn't have helped that. You gotta get rest. That's all I can say. We've seen that other forms of exhaustion when someone works too many hours. Have you done that where you've like been somewhere for too long, sat up in a chair and worked, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 even hours straight? Can you imagine gaming for that long? Very, very sad story. All right, thanks for those emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For this version of America Tonight, let's hit up odds and ends, and there are some really strange odds and ends, and kind of that's why I call it that. It's the grab bag of what else is going on. We know that just the other day there was craziness over the winning ticket of the Powerball jackpot. It was actually $435 million. Can you imagine? So check it out. The winning ticket was sold at a gas station in Lafayette, Indiana. Somebody is pretty happy about that ticket. It's about 100, just to give you an idea of where is Lafayette, it's 175 miles north of Louisville, 62 miles outside of Indianapolis. That is crazy. And I hope we get to know the story, although the person who won the ticket, it's once that happens to you, I think you just have to really change your whole life, move, maybe even change your name, because everybody and their brother would be hitting you up for charitable donations, etc., if you're just one person. And it's one ticket, but that doesn't mean it's not a group of people. But that is crazy. That's a definite change to your life if you win that much money, right? I love it when people are asked, oh, you won the lottery, so now are you still going to go to work every day? Really? How much of a life do we have? We have no idea how long we're going to live, and there's a big, bad, awesome world out there that you can go and see. Like, you wouldn't want to go, I don't know, take a trip to the Bahamas, hang out, go fishing, go deep-sea fishing, head over to some other place, tour the United States, all the cool parks we have, all the awesome historical places you could go. I mean, raise your hand if you've been to every nook and cranny in the U.S. Oh, I thought so. Nobody has raised their hand. So why wouldn't you do that? Of course. Hey, speaking of hitting the road, because I'm a geek for NASA stuff, I am. When I say geek, it's not that I know everything about it. It's just that it fascinates me to beyond belief. So check this out. This is an iconic piece of our history. The spacecraft that carried the first men to walk on the moon back in 1969 on a road trip, baby. Yep. The command module Columbia is going off on a two-year national tour called Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission, celebrating the historic voyage of that group of men at the 50th anniversary of it. And, they, you know, of course, it's one of the greatest achievements of mankind. Yes, we know that. So look that up. It could be touring in your neighborhood. If it's that long, the tour starts in October. It's going to stop at four museums, Houston, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Seattle. It's going to be on display at Seattle's Museum of Flight on the actual 50th anniversary. So if you're listening to me in the great Northwest, keep that in mind. And they've got all these objects from the Apollo 11 mission. They're going to travel with the capsule. That includes, like, gloves, a visor that Buzz Aldrin wore on the moon, a star chart used on board the module, and a rock box that brought back the first samples from the moon's surface. How cool is that? I think it's really cool. And so, listen, because I've been to the Smithsonian, I have seen it, been there, done it, and it's really cool. It is. I mean, I can't come up with a better adjective. I sound like a teenager. So cool, man. But if you can get to it, go and see it. I think it's worth whatever the price of admission would be. I don't think they would charge you too much. But you just, like, in your mind, remember what happened or go look it up, and it just blows you away, I think, when you see that. All right, here, let's move on to another one. How about this? A new survey says that Republicans trust Trump over Republican congressional leaders because there is like a tug of war a little bit. And what the report said is released by a nonpartisan think tank on Tuesday. So let me say that again, nonpartisan. That's from the Pew Research Center. And this survey that was taken earlier in the month found that 52% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents would put their trust, faith, etc., in the president if there was a disagreement between Trump and the congressional leaders. The rare exception, Republicans under the age of 40, more inclined to trust Congress. Wow, how about that? I think that says something about the Congress. And you know what? It's not that we don't believe it. That's so shocking, because I think anyone, Democrat or Republican, it goes to what we've been talking about for the past 10 years. People are frustrated with the do-nothing Congresses or bills that get stuffed full of other agendas. And, you know, truly, what is the Democratic process, how it gets gunked up? And I get it. We live in a huge, giant world. So, meaning, in everybody's particular areas, you have special interests compared to the state that's five states over. But at the same time, I mean, come on, give me a break. We can't get through some really important pieces of legislation, then have a second, like, there should be three tiers. This is what we're doing. This is the goal. It's like a budget. Here's what we're getting done for this particular Congress. If we get these five things done, we are rocking. And then if we get a couple of other things done along the way, awesome. But we're not going to sacrifice the greater good, the bigger momentous pieces of legislation that have to happen, that need to be worked on, that affect society, for all these other little special interests. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, and on a sad note, speaking of endings, he's a guy I met, and he was really funny, and a lot of Republicans, you know, really a lot of Republicans like this guy. A lot of conservatives liked Alan Combs. He was the liberal punch to the conservatives he sat next to over the years. He died at the age of 66. He died after a brief illness. And he was a funny guy. He was loyal to people, and I think that's why people that... See, there is somebody who disagreed, you could disagree with and still like. Sean Hannity, remember, had a show with him, Hannity and Combs, and they were good friends, no doubt about that. And this is a guy who worked as a stand-up comedian for an early time in his life. Alan Combs did, and then he joined radio shows and eventually Fox News in the 90s, and he was doing a show on Fox Radio. So sad to hear of the passing of Alan Combs. Alan Combs would get a kick out of this, and he would probably have a really snappy, witty line that would be appropriate. I saw this story the other day, and I just said, you got to be kidding me. There's a judge in Fort Collins, Colorado, a federal judge, who blocked the Fort Collins ban on female toplessness. The judge's name is R. Brooke Jackson. He wrote the ordinance, which mandates women will not knowingly expose their breasts in public, and they say it's rooted in discrimination against women. So, Jackson granted the plaintiff's request for a preliminary injunction and said it's likely to succeed at a permanent injunction. He wrote that they would find the ordinance unconstitutional when the case goes to trial. He criticized city lawyers' arguments that the law maintains public order and protects children, and he cited testimony by the police assistant chief in that area who told the court that topless women would cause distracted driving and traffic issues. Jackson said it amounts to just speculation. So he says again, Jackson says, the ordinance which mandates women won't knowingly expose their breasts in public, it's rooted in discrimination. Could be distracting, I'm going to say. Is that discrimination? I don't know. I mean, is it? I have like no great words, so no pithy things to say about this. The fight over the topless ban, they say, is not as important over the fight to vote or the right to vote or current social justice issues, but the injunction granted privileges to women that men had all along. Wow. So, I don't know. They're citing the Free Speech Clause, 14th Amendment. And is this going to become a thing? I don't know if it becomes a thing or not. But it is just kind of a curiosity, isn't it? What a perfect way to wrap up this show, full of mountains of fun here on America Tonight. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next hour, another show here on ATN.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.